Hey you, welcome to the Pursue Your Potential podcast, where we are going over a variety of topics to help you pursue your potential in every area of your life. I'm your host, Taylor. Today is episode number 44, and we are going to do another client struggles episode. However, this isn't just for my clients or talking about what my clients are dealing with. This is something that we all deal with. So we are going to be talking about the struggle of not having someone hold you accountable. So I'm going to go into that, and then I'm also going to give you some tips to help you along your journey, even if you can't have someone hold you accountable right now through like coaching or hiring somebody. And before I do get too far into that, I want to ask you for a quick favor. If you like this episode, if you like my podcast, I would really, really appreciate it if you could go leave me a 5-star review and let me know your thoughts. Of course, I only want you to do that if you really do like it. And, you know, if you don't like it, you know, then be honest with your review. That's totally cool too. But 5-star reviews are awesome and do a lot for me as a podcaster. So thank you so much. And thank you for listening. Now let's dive in and talk about accountability. So this is stemming from a couple of things. One, today is check-in day with my clients, and I am obviously holding them accountable. And that's what check-in day is it's the accountability call. And is also coming from a conversation I had over the weekend. And I talked about this conversation in my recent email that I sent out to my email list in a different light. It was a different topic. And this woman had come up to me and I look fit, and she, you know, said, you know, I want legs like yours. I need to start running. And I stopped her and I'm like, well, thank you so much. I do appreciate that. But I'll tell you right now, it's not from running. It's from weightlifting. And I would say that, you know, cardio, especially doing a lot of it, is the opposite of what you want to be doing. So we had that conversation, and that's what the email talked about, but that's a different topic. What we're talking about today is when she told me, I know how to eat healthy, I know how to exercise, but I'm not doing it. And I don't know why. I don't have the energy. And she kind of went off and, you know, explained, which I really enjoyed this conversation. It was pretty cool to just have someone kind of come up to me and start talking about something I love to talk about. And she was talking about it, and I realized, you know, a lot of what she's talking about has to do with just having someone hold her accountable. She needs someone to hold her accountable, whether that's an accountability buddy, a coach, just someone that she can look up to and respect. Sometimes, you know, spouses aren't the best accountability partners because you get into it with them, or you're just different with your partner than you would be with a coach. And so that's where this is stemming from. And I'm going to try to make this a brief, short episode, but this is one of the biggest things that I see, one of the biggest issues that I see come across with clients and when they're hiring me, or when someone's just striking up a conversation with me is saying, I know this, this, and this, and this, but I'm not doing it. And it's because you don't have anyone or anything holding you accountable to what you say you're going to do. And that is my job as a coach, okay? My job as a coach is to hold you accountable to the growth you say you want, to the goals that you say you want, the health and fitness goals that you say you want. That is my job. And to help create a path and stand beside you as you go through your journey. And I have different ways of doing that, but the biggest thing is that weekly check-in. And I've noticed it doesn't happen that often, but if I get clients that are trying to miss their check-ins, I always have to, you know, like if there's a really good reason, like, you know, they're out of town or whatever reason, you know, I do try to accommodate their schedule and pick another day that we can do it. But it's super important for me to stay on task and schedule with the way things are. So it is harder. Like if they want to check in the week, we might have to just do emails or text messages. And I just noticed that if someone says, you know, I can't check in today, but they don't have a really good reason, it's likely because they don't want me to hold them accountable to whatever they did over the weekend or whatever they feel like doing, or if they just don't feel like working out today. And that's like where I really need to do a better job at being, okay, well, like, I understand. I totally get it. Let's just talk really briefly. It can be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, but let's check in and see where you're at. Okay. Accountability is so important. And oftentimes when we are struggling, we don't want to be held accountable. We want to be okay and make excuses for why we're doing the things that we're doing. And that is one of the things that I really have noticed is, like, if you're struggling over and over and over, it's because you need someone to hold you accountable. You just do. And this is with anything, you know, everyone in any industry, in any, in any way, anytime you have a goal, if you don't have someone holding you accountable to that goal, it's likely that when times get hard, or, you know, you're just not feeling like it, or something comes up or isn't working out the way that you want it to, you're going to back down. But if you have someone that you're checking in with, it's a lot harder to do that. So I don't currently have a coach right now. I haven't had a coach for a little while, but I do know that when I did have a coach and I was checking in on whatever day it was, Monday typically, what would happen is if I felt like I didn't do a great job, or if I messed up on my nutrition, or I wasn't working out, I felt really just kind of disappointed, and I would feel that guilt and not want to tell them because I want them to be proud of me. And also, like, hey, I'm paying money for this. Like, I'm the one paying money and I'm the one that's not showing up, and it has nothing to do with that coach. But it is hard to have that conversation. And then on the flip side, when I am doing really good, I'm super excited to check in with my coach and tell them, oh, I'm down another pound. I have an amazing weekend. I was on point. Everything was 100%. I got my workouts in. I got all my meals in. And you're just super excited to have that call with them. So really look at that and see why it is that you don't want to be held accountable. Are you really not ready to change? Are you really ready? Are you actually ready to grow? Because if you're ready to grow, you will do the things you need to do, which is usually having someone there with you and supporting you. And so that's, I'm not going to just, you know, I don't want to keep going over that because I can say that a million times, but let me give you a few ideas real quick on how you can help yourself if you're not ready to hire a coach or have an accountability partner or anything like that. A couple of things that you can do is, one, I highly recommend that you track your food in MyFitnessPal. This is, you know, some people say that this is obsessive or you don't want to take the time to do that. It's a form of accountability. If you're promising yourself, I'm going to log all my food for 7 days, and you have that you're logging in, and on MyFitnessPal, you can click a button or whatever and say that you completed your diary for the day. And that's a form of accountability. It's free. You don't have to talk to anyone. Nobody else has to know, but you know, and you set that up. And that would be the second one. And this is a really big key, is make it known. Make what you're doing known to anyone who's around you, to your coworkers, so they're not bringing food into the office and trying to provoke you and, like, get you to eat it. If you say, hey, I'm not eating that right now, then hopefully they stop bugging you about it. If your spouse knows about it, hopefully they will help accommodate you so you can go to the gym, so you can eat certain meals, and maybe they'll help, maybe they won't, but at least they can stay out of your way. So those are two free ways to have a little bit more accountability, is one, log your food in MyFitnessPal and complete the diary every day. Make a promise to yourself that you're going to do it. Two, let everyone around you know what you are doing, and that's your goal, and say, I am just really driven and I want to do this. I know it's going to be hard, but I think that if you know what I'm doing, it'll be a lot easier for me, because at least you're not going to sit there and tempt me with the stuff that I'm not eating right now, or whatever the goal may be. And a good way to compare this, sorry, this isn't one of the tips, but something I want to say real quick, is anyone who's struggling with addiction, if, let's say, you're an alcoholic and you're trying to not drink anymore, if you tell people around you, I'm no longer drinking alcohol, you will then hopefully not have people around you trying to offer you a glass of wine or a shot or a cocktail or taking you out to the bar or anything like that. If you make it known, they're not going to be bugging you about it. If you sit in silence and nobody knows that you're trying to not drink alcohol, when it gets presented to you, you will most likely drink that alcohol. And this is the same for any addiction, anything like that. And it's just person dependent as well. Some people are a lot better at handling stuff like that than others. Some people, they crack every time. Other people, it takes, you know, they might do well the first, second, third time, and the fourth time comes around and they struggle. And it is just, again, it's person dependent. But relying specifically on willpower is a really good way to kind of fall off track. It really, truly is. So, you know, there's the two tips that I gave for you. Log your food in MyFitnessPal and make sure that you're marking the diary complete every day. Tell your friends and family and coworkers what you're doing so that they can at least not be bugging you about it. And number three, have an accountability partner. It doesn't have to be someone that you pay, but I'm going to say something else about that after. Have an accountability partner, a friend that wants to do this with you, a friend who is interested in eating healthier and exercising, and someone that really is into it as well. Because if you find someone who just is kind of like, yeah, I kind of maybe want to do that, I kind of would like to work out, they're not a good accountability partner. You need someone that wants it as bad as you. Okay, so find someone who will hold you accountable, who will text you at the end of the day, hey, did you do your workout? Did you log your food? Did you do this? Like, that's a good free way to do it if you're not wanting to hire a coach yet. But so this is the last thing I'm going to say about that. And I do want to kind of, I'm going to take this back to coaching, is when you pay for something and you invest in something, it is a lot easier to stick to what you say you're going to do. If it's free, if you have no investment, if you have no skin in the game, it is really, really easy to give up because you don't have anything to lose, really, other than like maybe good health, you know. But people are really adamant about making sure that where their money is going, they, you know, hopefully value that. And if you spend, let's say you spend $1,200 on a coach and you pay that, like, I really would hope that you would follow through the plan, because that's a lot of money, you know, and it's relative to who you are and what's expensive to you or what's not. But $1,200 for coaching is pretty standard. It really is. So if you're paying that and you pay that and you're still not following through, then we got to do a little bit more digging and find out what's really going on. But when you can hand someone your credit card, or you can just, you know, spend that money and you say, okay, I'm here, I'm invested, I'm going to do this, you'll see how much easier it is to reach your goal, because you are invested, you have someone that's holding you accountable, and that is what you're paying them for, is to be there for you, to teach you the things that you don't know, and to just walk alongside you in this journey, okay? So accountability, super, super important. And I can almost guarantee that if you are struggling, if you're having this really hard time over and over, over, over again, it's likely because you're missing the accountability factor, because you can find workouts and meal plans online for free, and you can have all that right in front of you. And there's a really good chance you're not going to do anything with it because you don't have anyone holding you to it. And if you can do that and you can stick it out for a while, and that's great. And I'm not saying that you have to have a coach the rest of your life or hire someone the rest of your life. It's really in that season that you need it. Okay. If you have 20, 40, 50, 60, 100 pounds to lose, and you really want to lose that weight, having someone be there with you, especially for the long haul, is going to make a really big difference. You can hire a coach for a year. You're going to see amazing results. And having that accountability week after week really does truly make a huge difference. So again, I just want to kind of wrap this up. Accountability is super important. It doesn't always have to be something that you pay for, but that's going to make a big difference as well, is making that investment and telling the universe that you deserve this change. You deserve this growth. And a lot of times that is an exchange of money between two people, one person who's the expert and one person who needs the problem solved. So accountability, super important. It's something that we all struggle with. If you listen to my podcast, if you see my posts, you know that I've struggled more this year than ever with my health and fitness goals. And a lot of that is because I don't have anyone holding me accountable to the things that I say that I want. And I'm just trying to go at it all by myself. And it is a lot harder than it ever was when I had a coach, because I am missing the accountability factor. But I do log my food when I'm really trying to be serious about that and hold myself accountable, because at least it's written down somewhere. At least I'm completing something at the end of the day to say that it was done and I am moving forward. So that is today's client struggle that I've wanted to talk about. And I know that it's something that we all struggle with in many, many different ways. So find a way to be held accountable. It is going to make a really big difference. And I will talk to you again in the next episode. Bye.